Is the project to renovate the old Mitchell County Courthouse in Bakersville dead in the water? The Avery Mitchell Yancey Library has dropped out of the project.
The library board simply felt that with the sharp rise in construction costs after Hurricane Katrina and given the economic conditions in our counties, we felt that it would be better to focus our limited resources and efforts on our current spaces and seeing what we can do to enhance our current buildings. This was a very difficult decision because we realize how important the courthouse is to the community, and we hope that Mayland will perhaps form other partnerships and continue to pursue this. It was an agonizing decision, and there were some concerns because all of us want to see the courthouse preserved, but we simply felt that with the library's limited resources, we were not the ones to be able to pursue it.
Patty Bowers with the Avery Mitchell Yancey Library System. The project was a joint effort of Amy and Mayland Community College, with Mayland using the bottom floor for classrooms and the library using the top floor for community activities. The library's announcement is a disappointment to members of the community.
1907 is when the courthouse was built, and we'll be celebrating 100 years of its existence next year, and we were hoping to kick off a campaign drive, and that hasn't happened, and nothing's underway. So I'm just hoping that there are some bright people out there with some good ideas that will get this back on track. I know that Penland School of Crafts and other nonprofits have shown some interest. The town of Bakersville really would love to get involved with it. They're unable to do so, and it is the landmark of downtown Bakersville. I'm just hoping that something good will happen.
Reed Duncan was a member of the restoration committee that got the library system in Mayland to agree to the project in 2005. We spoke with Mayland president Dr. Suzanne Owens. She said she's not sure what Mayland will do.
We regret it because of the impact on Bakersville and the courthouse committee that worked to think this through and offer it to the both of us. I can't give you a next step for Mayland. It will be discussed at the board meeting on Monday night. I was kind of excited about it because it would be a great center for a computer class, basic skills class, a conference room for small business center meetings, and then a lecture classroom. But it will take a lot of work to write grants to refurbish that building. And so whether we can tackle that alone, I'm not sure. That will be what the board discusses, I'm sure, and whether that's the best step for us.
Dr. Suzanne Owens is the president of Mayland Community College. The historic courthouse renovation project was to have begun next year with a completion date of 2010. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.